This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Fique tranquilo. That's don't worry in Portuguese, at least as well as I can pull it off, which isn't well. And it's what Orlando's tour guides are saying to their most coveted group of Latin American tourists, Brazilians. Every year, more than 700,000 Brazilians travel to Orlando. Renata Sego from WMFE Orlando checks in to see if the recent tragedies in the city have changed anybody's travel plans.
There's a tradition in Brazil. When a kid turns 15, they get a big party or a group trip to Orlando, away from their parents. Usually the latter wins.
Everybody wants to come to Orlando. Disney is the best thing ever. When you're 15, everybody dreams to see Mickey, Minnie.
Victor Costa works for Pegasus Transportation, one of more than a dozen Orlando companies that cater to Brazilian conventioneers, retirees, and teenagers embarking on a rite of passage. 15-year-old Olivia Ramos arrived with a group just 6 days after the shooting. It was a shock.
Brazil think that in Orlando everything is perfect. It was weird because we never heard about crimes in Orlando, and the week that I'm coming, I heard about so much things, and I get worried.
Parents were concerned about their kids, but not enough to change plans. Out of more than 200 kids, there was one cancellation. In their minds, Brazil has its problems, too, and the kids were determined to get a taste of American life.
We should be careful. In all places in the whole world, I will not let this ruin my trip.
Within 24 hours of hopping off the plane, Ramos and the other 15-year-olds were hopping onto a coach bus to head to Magic Kingdom. Rocco Arcuri from travel company Pegasus says the alligator attack caused more anxiety than the shooting.
We've had concern from people, especially the mothers of the children with the gator attack. That hit a little bit more home, I think, than the other shooting to the international side.
Pegasus has seen bookings go down, but Vice President Claudia Meneses says it's not because of the events of recent weeks.
It was sad, but like we saw more the economic problems in Brazil were more like an influence. Some groups were affected. There was a drop in the demand. There was not like as much shopping as before.
The country is grappling with its weakening currency and the kinks in its political fabric. But the draws are still here, according to Meneses. Weather, theme parks, and shopping.
A pair of jeans in Brazil can cost about $100 versus you pay like here $15, $20.
And Orlando hopes that and its reputation as home to the happiest place on earth will keep Brazilians coming back. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.